So this is Lamed Amud Aleph, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochol Adam, Beis Tavshila, Namar of Yehuda, Lo Shana Lo Mishay Shavu Salamala, Vol Mishay Shavu Salamala, Mutar. Erev Tisha B'Av only gets its character after Chatzos. That's basically what we just saw in the Rama, only after Chatzos would we be so concerned about you learning. Amar of Yehuda, Lo Shana Lo Besuda, Mavsik B'Av Besuda, Sheno Mavsik B'Av Mutar, V'Tarvayu L'Kula, all of the dinim and the mishnah, wherever you hold by, lo yochal adam beiz tavshilin or mishanen, etc. All of that can only be relevant after chatzos. V'yashmina misheishos ulamala hava mina afilu b'siuda sheino mafsik ba kamash malan b'siuda hamafsik ba. So tarvayu l'kulo tanya kalishna kama tanya kalishna basra. Tani Kalishna Basra Hasoid Erev Tisha B'Av Im Atid Lisod Suda Acheres Mutar Lechor Basar Vilshdos Yain. Obviously not according to our minhag, and even for the Svardim, not Shavuot Shechalbo. V'im Lav Asar Lechor Basar Vilshdos Yain. Tani Kalishna Kama Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochol Adam Shnei Tavshilin Lo Yochol Basar Lo Yishda Yain Rabbi Shingam Liel Omer Yishana Amar Yehuda Ketan Mishana Im Hayaragil Lechol Shnei Tavshilin Yochol Min Echad Im Hayaragil Lisod Be'asar B'nei Adam Soid Be'chamisha. Right, that was the point that Eitan was raising before about reducing social interactions. Haya ragel ishto sasara kosos, shosa chamisha kosos, v'med devarim amurim, mishe shos lamala, v'mishe shos lamata mutter. Tanya idach, erev tisha b'av lo yuchadam shnei tavshin lo yuchal basa lo yishta yayin devir meir, v'chachamim omim yashanim imayit bebasar v'yayin, kitzim imayit imayi ragel lechol litra basar yuchal chatzi litra, hopefully not yain ha'italki. Get yourself into trouble if you're, you know, the right age. So we'll be so hey. V'imenu ragil kol ikar aser rishim li'ol omer im haya ragil echol tznon o meliach achar siudasa rishos biyado tani idach kol shum mishum tishabav aser lachol basar v'asher lishtos yain v'asher lirchotz kol shenu mishum tishabav Mutter lachol basar v'lishtos yayin v'asar lirchot v'rishmol v'rabi yosi omer mishum aviv kol shasha mutter lachol basar mutar lirchot. It's going to go all the way up until the suda mafsekes la'achar chatzos. Tanu Rabbanan, seen this from so many different directions, kol mitzvos ha'noah goes be'avil, maybe only below sases, noah goes be'teshabav asar be'achila uv'shesia. So again, in the Rashi pointed out here, and we spoke about it at length, that an avil really isn't aser be'achila u'shesia, but uvisicha v'nil sasandal v'tashmer shamita v'aser likros b'torah nevi'im uksubim l'shanos v'mishna v'talmud medrash halachos agados aval karehu b'makom shenu ragu likros v'shenu b'makom shenu ragu l'shanos v'kare b'kinos b'iyo v'dvarim arayim shev'yirmiya v'tinoko shel beis rabban b'teilin mishum shenemar b'kudei Hashem yisharim misamech elev Rabbi Yehuda v'samachmir Omer afenu kari makom shenu ragu likros enu shanu makom shenu ragu lashanos avo kari b'iyo v'kinos v'ar marayim shebir miyo tinoko shal beis rabban v'telen bo shenemar b'kudei Hashem yesharim misam chelev. Okay, so that is the chumrah, and we do paskin in accordance with that chumrah. So just a few hayaros from Tosos. So what does it mean beis tavshilin? And for us, it's much less relevant because again, we're knowing already from Rosh Chodesh, Va'ad HaTainis, not to have Basar Vayayin. So what do we mean, Beis Tavshilin? So the Baal Yatosos are very clear to say, it doesn't mean that there are two cooked items within one dish. It has to be two separate dishes. Okay. Likewise, we have this language in Tosos here, V'yayah Ragil Lisod Be'asara Yisod Be'chamisha Tzarech Lemoid Be'chvodo. That's where the Ramah got that language that we had the other day in terms of Shena. Remember, so the Gaon pointed out, this sounds a lot like, you know, the Suda Mafseka, so that already is based in Tosis. And again, V'afakav dekam rashaz, debasar m'liach mutar, kol zman chenu kishlamim. We'll get there in a second. Kol m'shavar yosar m'beis yamim, mishchitasa afilu hachlu didan, asar l'achol basar afilu m'luach, mizman m'ruba. Kevan anu regulim l'achol basar m'liach, that becomes something that we would consider basar, v'chein tzarech l'mayr b'shtiyasa, shimei yiragal ishtos asar kosos, this is new in Tosos.
Okay, so
Makom Shahaya Minuval, right? If you would move, if you would start moving your dinner place to behind your oven, your mother would say, "What are you doing eating there?" So Makom Shahu Minuval. Lo yochel basar v'lo yishta yayin tana. Avalochelu basar mliach v'sho se yayin migito, because those aren't part of the gather of in simchal of basar v'yayin. Basar mliach ad kamer v'chinen abar kaina mishmei de Shmuel kozman shehu kishlamim. Basically, what we're saying is that the din of the shlamim of shnei yamim v'aylechad being the outlying karbanos, and then you can't have more than that. Lo yalin chelav chagiyad boker sinisar nosar. V'yayin migito ad kama kozman shehu toses. Again, wine, the older it is, the more simcha it is. Basar, the younger it is, so to speak, even if, again, today we don't have the same standards, but that was what's considered misameach. Tana, yayin toseis inbo mishum giloi v'chamat tisisaso shlosha yamim. Am Rav Yehuda Merav, kachayo min hago shal Rav Yehuda Rav Yilai, erev tishabav mevian lo pas chareva b'melach, v'yoshev bein taner l'chirayim v'ochel v'shosa l'akiton shamayim v'dom v'kemishem esam mutalafan. Tanan hasam. Makom shenagu shenagu lasos malacha b'tisha b'avosin. Makom shenagu shelo lasos einosin. V'chol makom tamidei chachamim b'telin. Reshbag omer lolam yasa kol adam atzimu ketamid chacham. L'inyan zeh, it's not yalara. Tanam yachir v'shengol yalomer lolam yasa adam atzimu ketamid chacham k'dei sheyis ane. It furthers the themes of the tainus. It's not something that reflects on a person, you know, pretending to be something that they're not. Tani idach Rav Shingli Olomer kol ochel v'shosa b'tishavav kilo ochel v'shosa b'yom ha-kippurim. Right? It's patterned after Yom Kippur in that way, in terms of the other inuyim, in terms of, again, you know, mibod yom. Rabbi Kiva Olomer kol ose malacha b'tishavav in aroa siman bracha le'olam, either from that malacha or generally. That's, I think, a very important point. I've said in the past that the Chachamim saying kol ose malacha b'tishabav Veino Misabel Yerushalayim is telling you what the Mechayiv is of doing Malach on Tisha B'Av. The Mechayiv of doing Malach on Tisha B'Av is that it detracts from a person's sense of Avelos for Yerushalayim. That's exactly the problem. It's exactly the problem. It detracts from the spirit of the day. Just like a person who does Malach on Purim detracts from Yom Mishta V'Simcha. It's supposed to capture one's entire mind on that day. Again, la'achar chatzos, when there's less of a demand for that, in different respects, doesn't mean you can eat or drink, doesn't mean you can have rechitza sicha nilas asandel or tashmish amita. The tainus certainly does continue. The tainus persists, but the avelos is a little bit less intensive. Either it goes from avelos yom rishon into the rest of the days of avelos, or there it goes from aninus to Avelos, there's Kabbalah's Tanchumim, there's Nachim, there's Tfilin, there's getting up off the floor. There's, again, change in the character, as we talked about, so it's no surprise that Malacha would fit into that framework as well. Tanya Miyachi, Kalochal Basar, Veshosayayim, Tishabav, Olav, Akasav Omer, Vatihi Avonosam, Al Atzmosam. Okay. Yeah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda was uniquely mechayev b'kviyas amita v'lo hodu lo chachamim. So we know that kviyas amita is one of the original mitzvos of Avelos. Tosfos points out we don't do it anymore because we're choshesh from Isaac Shafim. Apparently this is something that sorcerers did. Avi's nodding sagaciously. I don't know. I don't know people who were involved in Kishuf. It's just not something I'm familiar with. But anyway, when the Balei Tosfos say that, I'll just read this here. Perish ein tzarech l'chapo samita ve'idna d'chashina l'kshafim lo avdin en kviya samita afilu b'avim. I guess that's something that they do. Maybe better that we don't know. The Gemara says, Tani Amrlo the Rabbi Huda Lidvaracha Ubros Hominiko Samatehe Alaya. You nuts? Samar Lahem Afanilo Amarati Labiyachol. I didn't recommend it for the Ubros and the Minikos. Stop making a straw man out of my argument. Tanya Mihachim Oder Rabbi Huda Chacham Shenu Yacham Oder Chacham Rabbi Huda Biyachol. So my benayu, what are they arguing about? If they all agree that people who can do it should do it, people who can't do it shouldn't do it. So what are they arguing about? So ika benayu was shar mitos. So the question was, was it a din in the gavra or the din in the bias? So Rabbi Yehuda thought it was a din in the bias that all the mitos should be turned over like it is by Yavil. Because the tanik shar b'lechabos amita lo mitatzo bilvad ukofa lo kol amitos kulan ukofa. Right, and interestingly, this is a very thought-provoking kind of a chiluk, but the way that the Chachamim disagree, say Rabbi Yehuda, you know, before we were concerned for Kishuf, so in Avel, it's a din in the base Avel, that you have to turn over all of the mitos. Lo mitaso bilvad ukofa, lo kol amitos kulan ukofa. Fine, that's what you do. But with respect to... this is the Chacham's position, but with respect to Tisha B'Av, it's not a din in the bias, it's a din in the gavra. So that was the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Amar Rav HaHilchos HaKetana Didan V'Lohodu Lo Chachamim Kol Ikar. The rabbis didn't have this fancy lumdus distinguishing between Avelos and Tisha B'Av. They just totally rejected the idea that there would be any Kviya Samita on Tisha B'Av. So I just wanted to explore for a second together with you this incredible idea. It ends up being totally shalom aliba de hilchasa, but I think this is a fascinating spot. So there was a stage in the Gemara where the Gemara thought that this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Everybody's going to agree that if you're not dealing with an Amuberes or a Yonekes, a Menekes, or an Adam Chalosh, that they're chayiv in Kviya Samita on Tisha B'Av. But it's different from Avelos because you don't have a base of it. You don't have to overturn every mita in the household. You just have to overturn yours. That's what the Chachamim say. Rabbi Yehuda says, like Avelos. Kol mitzvos ha-nogos b'avel, nogos b'tisha b'av, kol al kviyas amita. Again, not like the Tur and the Ramban came to say, it's not the ases, it's only the los ases. So the position of the Chachamim totally fascinates me. This iteration of the position of the Chachamim. We say in the Gemara, lo hodu lo kol ikar, they didn't think that there was a din of Kviya Samita at all. So I think it's basically what Eitan said before in the context of Sudam of Sekes and trying to extend it out to Talmud Torah as well. So Baya Avelos is a notion of a base Avel. If you look carefully in the Rambam, it's pretty clear that Talmud Torah isn't just an Isser Gavra, but it's an Isser in the base Avel. Don't take my word for it. Okay, I don't know what happened, but they used to have Mechon Mamre, which was like the quickest way to get to the Rambam. But now they put up some crazy wall in front of it, which says like you have to apply for chrome protection. They get nervous about Russia. I don't know. I'll just go to Safari. Okay. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel. Okay, just give me 1 second. Like I said, it's not as fast. Some scrolling involved. You can't just sort of click. Yeah. So I'm reading here from Parakei. Okay, so the Rambam there explains the Isser Gavra. The Rambam says, that, where do we know that the Avel Ba'atzmo is Aser? Nein Sha Avel Aser B'divrei Torah Sh'nei Nemar Le'yecheskel He'onek Dom. Aser Likros B'Torah V'yim Meksubim L'shanos Mishnah B'medrash V'alachos. V'yim Hayi Rabin Tzrichim Lo Motor Bilvet Shalo Yami Turgaman El Yilchosh La'achar B'tzido V'zeshe B'tzido Omer the Turgaman V'aturgaman Mashmiya L'rabim. Fine. So that is an Isser Gavra. So a little bit later on, so the Rambam talks a little bit about Hesped, Kitzad Menachem in Oswa Avelim. And then the Rambam says the following: Ein Omer Mishmua veHagada veVeis HaAvel El Yoshen Davin veChen Ein Omer Bifnei Ames El Dvar Mishal Mes Avol Lasag veDibrei Torah veFana veBeis HaKvaros Aser. So it seems like the Rambam thought that there was an Isser in Beis HaAvel also. Ein Omer Mishmua veHagada veVeis HaAvel El Yoshen Davin. It could be related to Loeg Larash because he integrates that into the same halacha. Fine. So that is pretty clear that the Rambam held that there were two dinim in the Isser of Talmud Torah for an Avel. Okay, so what about Kriyas Hamita? So it's a really interesting thing. The Chachamim thought maybe this is the pshat. When it comes to an Avel, he's mechuyev in kviyas hamita for his own bed. And he has to also do kviyas hamita for every single mita in the household. It's a din in the bayis also. There's a pan in the gavra, and there's a din in the household as well. Okay? I'll document that. Sorry, the scrolling takes a second. Chayev lichvos hamita kol shev. I'm back in Perek, hey? V'lo mitas o bilvad hu kofa, v'kol hamita sheish lo b'soch beso hu kofa, filo eser mitos b'asar abatim, v've eser ayaros, chayev lichvos is kulim. Everything. All of the batim that he owns. It's like chametz. Fine. Then he gets into question of what's the definition of a mita, not a dargash. And hafach kol mitosa v'hayahu yashin agabi mitos acherim o agabi kisi o agabi aron agabi karkol yotzidei chovaso ala yashin agabi amita kfuyas. It's like exactly parallel to Talmud Torah, right? Because there is a chovas agavra. He has to sleep on that mita hakfuya, but he also has to, there has to be 1,000 mitos that he's not sleeping on that also have to be turned over. And all of his batim, fine. So, what were the Chachamim contemplating here? Saying, that's true of Avel, but in Tisha B'Av, all he has to do is Kviyas Hamita and sleep on that bed. But there's no din of Shar Mitos. Turns out we reject that. But that was Gufa the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's just like Avel, fine. Kol Mitzvah no goes, Bavel no goes, Tisha B'Av. The Chachamim said, no, there's something fancy here. There's something subtle. We think the Chovas HaGavra might exist, but there's no din in the bayis or cross batim of Kriyas Hamita. Now this could get to a much broader point that we could have easily missed, because it would have never come up in Talmud Torah, because everybody is the same Isser of Talmud Torah. So you wouldn't have ever found this, you know, din in Talmud Torah, there'd be no analog to Beis Havel. So it could be that what the Chachamim were saying is there is no notion of Beis Havel B'Tisha B'Av. There might be that word Ke'avel, Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Avel, Nogos B'Tisha B'Av B'Gavra, but our Batim don't take on that status. And therefore there'd be no Chiyuv in kviyas hamita, all over the house or however many homes you own, even if you're not there. It doesn't spill over into the bias. So why is that? Why would it be that that's gufa the chiluk between Tisha B'Av and Avelos? Yenison, what's the pshat?
You say by Avelos, the point of establishing a base alvo is to maybe locate a pin of Avelos the rabbin. Almost, but Tisha B'Av, there's no need for that because the ma'aseh, the whole etzim of Avelos Yishana is Avelos the rabbin.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. The whole idea, the Isser Yitziyah Min Habayis, is we're creating a zone of Avelos. There's a zone of Avelos that we create. It's a space of Avelos. Out there, it's normal life. In here, it's Avelos. But by Tisha B'Av, there's no Isser Yitziyah Min Habayis. You don't have to create a special framework of Avelos. It's Avelos to Rabim. It's all over the place. So ironically, you could be Mekel on Yitzhiyah Min HaBayis, because it's not a Kula. This isn't Hilchos Shabbos, it's not Din of Tchum Shabbos, Al Yetzir Yishmim Komo. The Avel should be in the zone of Avelos, his bias, the base Avel. And don't bring Torah into that bias. And there should be Kriyas Hamita all over that bias. That's the halachic zone. It's a school zone in law. There's a, you know, you can't do drugs in the school zone. So there's a school zone, you're not supposed to speed, they'll execute you. So, you know, there's a zone in Halacha called the zone of Avelos. But you don't have that on Tisha B'Av. So there's no Isser Yitziyah Min HaBayis. And the Chachamim, when they were toying with Rabbi Yehuda's idea, they said, why in the world would you do Kfiyas HaMita for every Mita in the Bayis? It's a Din L'Gavra. So ultimately, we reject the whole thing. There is no, it could be because, like the Ramban and the Torah explained, there's no mitzvah sase, it's only lo sase, fine. Maybe I'm right that there's, because you don't actively have to be mitzari yourself, you just have to be mamayit, but no, be kavod, if you like that interpretation of that particular chiluk. But we come to an essential point that be'avelis derabim, you don't have to work hard to create the zone of Avelos that typifies Hilchos Avelos Bichlal, because it's Avelos Yishana, Avelos Terabim, it characterizes the entire community. That's really the point. Okay, so from one isolated halacha, you come to a very major thing. So I'll tell you something interesting, halacha l'maisa. So I'm machmir for this Rambam. You ever notice in a Beis Avel that they sometimes learn Mishnayos between Mincha and Ma'ariv? The Minag Yisrael, who's going to argue with it? Me. When I came to the shul, I said, what do they do in the Beis Avel? Do whatever you want. So the Rambam says that Maspidin Asameh is called Shiva. So I say, I talk about the mace, I talk about things I didn't get to in the Hesped at the Levaya. I think that's better. You're not supposed to bring Torah into the base Avil. There's an Isser, it's true, if the Avil would do it, it'd be worse, because it's Isser Gavra. But you're not supposed to say a Shmua Nagada. I don't think, I'm not here to, you know, cast dispersions. I don't think it's such a great, you say, oh, it's an Aliyas Neshama, Mishnah Neshama, fine. But I don't think it's such an Aliyas Neshama to let's put it this way. I think it's at least as much an Aliyas Neshama to honor this Rambam. But Rabbi Willig, I once discussed this with Rabbi Willig. So Rabbi Willig told me he had similar concerns. Do you know, does anybody know what he does? He told me. He's been in the Young Israel Riverdale, I don't know, since 1972 or something. So, pushing 50 years now. He told me, maybe somebody who's been there, I haven't been there since. He told me he learns the same Mishnah every single time. He doesn't want to do anything new, you know, because he's concerned about the Talmud Torah and the Beis Avel. So he learns the same Mishnah every single day of the Shiva for every single nifter. So you've added up over 50 years. That's his way of trying to split the difference. Right. And that Mishnah has gotten more. We don't know which Mishnah he does, but he does the same Mishnah. So anyway, there are different ways of doing this. I think the Minhag Nefot is they just do Mishnayos in accordance with the name. But then again, you run into this issue in terms of the Beis Avil. So I think that's important. Obviously, if it's you know, Menyone Avelos, it's a different issue. Yeah. Avi, go ahead.